Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Over the past four episodes, we've covered entity structures, passive versus active income, real estate professional status, and self-employment tax. Today, we're wrapping up our series on entity structure and tax optimization with a critical topic that many investors overlook until it's too late: quarterly estimated tax payments. If you're earning rental income, self-employment income, or other income not subject to withholding, you're likely required to make quarterly estimated tax payments. Failing to make adequate payments can result in underpayment penalties, interest charges, and a large tax bill at year end. Today, I'm going to explain what estimated taxes are, who needs to pay them, how to calculate them, and how to avoid underpayment penalties. Let's start with what estimated taxes are and why they exist. The U.S. tax system is a pay-as-you-go system. This means you're required to pay taxes throughout the year as you earn income, not just when you file your return. For W-2 employees, this happens automatically through payroll withholding. Your employer withholds federal income tax, Social Security, and Medicare taxes from each paycheck and remits them to the IRS. But if you have income not subject to withholding, rental income, self-employment income, investment income, capital gains, you're responsible for making estimated tax payments throughout the year. Estimated tax payments are due quarterly on April 15, June 15, September 15, and January 15 of the following year, unless the date falls on a weekend or federal holiday. These payments cover both income tax and self-employment tax, if applicable. Now let's talk about who needs to make estimated tax payments. You're generally required to make estimated tax payments if you expect to owe at least $1,000 in tax after subtracting withholding and credits, and you expect your withholding and credits to be less than the smaller of 90% of the tax shown on your current year return, or 100% of the tax shown on your prior year return. Let me break that down with an example. Let's say your total tax liability for this year will be $50,000. You have $40,000 withheld from your W-2 job. You'll owe $10,000 at year end, which exceeds the $1,000 threshold. Now, is your withholding adequate? You need to compare your $40,000 withholding to two safe harbors. Safe harbor one, 90% of your current year tax. 90% of $50,000 is $45,000. Your withholding of $40,000 is less than this, so you don't meet this safe harbor. Safe harbor 2, 100% of your prior year tax. Let's say your prior year tax was $35,000. Your withholding of $40,000 exceeds this, so you meet this safe harbor. Because you meet one of the safe harbors, you're not required to make estimated payments, even though you'll owe $10,000 at year end. However, if your prior year tax was $50,000 or more, you wouldn't meet either safe harbor, and you'd be required to make estimated payments. There's an important exception for high-income taxpayers. If your adjusted gross income exceeded $150,000 in the prior year, or $75,000 for married filing separately, the safe harbor increases from 100% to 110% of prior year tax. This means high-income taxpayers need to pay 110% of their prior year tax through withholding and estimated payments to avoid penalties. Now let's talk about how to calculate estimated tax payments. The most accurate method is to estimate your total income, deductions, and credits for the current year. Calculate your expected tax liability, subtract your expected withholding, and divide the remaining amount by 4 to determine your quarterly payment. This requires projecting your income and expenses for the year, which can be challenging if your income varies. A simpler approach is to use the prior year safe harbor. Calculate 100% of your prior year tax, or 110% if you're a high-income taxpayer, subtract your expected withholding for the current year, and divide the remaining amount by 4. This ensures you won't face underpayment penalties, even if your income increases significantly during the year. Let me give you a practical example. Let's say your prior year tax was $40,000. You're not a high-income taxpayer, so you use the 100% safe harbor. You expect to have $25,000 withheld from your W-2 job this year. To meet the safe harbor, you need total payments of $40,000. $40,000 minus $25,000 withholding equals $15,000 needed from estimated payments. Divide by 4, $3,750 per quarter. If you make 4 quarterly payments of $3,750, you'll meet the safe harbor and avoid underpayment penalties, even if your actual tax liability ends up being $60,000. You'll owe the additional $20,000 when you file your return, but you won't face penalties for underpayment. Now let's talk about the annualized income method. If your income is uneven throughout the year, for example, you sell a property in the fourth quarter and have a large capital gain and depreciation recapture, you can use the annualized income method to calculate estimated payments. This method allows you to calculate your tax liability based on your actual income through each quarter, rather than assuming equal quarterly income. This can help you avoid overpaying estimated taxes early in the year when your income is lower. The annualized method is more complex and typically requires working with a CPA or using tax software that supports this calculation. Now let's talk about underpayment penalties. If you don't pay enough tax throughout the year through withholding and estimated payments, you may be subject to an underpayment penalty. The penalty is calculated based on the amount of underpayment and the period of underpayment. It's essentially interest on the amount you should have paid but didn't. The IRS adjusts the rate periodically based on prevailing interest rates. The penalty can add up, especially if you significantly underpay throughout the year. However, you can avoid the penalty by meeting one of the safe harbors we discussed. 90% of current year tax, or 100%, or 110% for high-income taxpayers of prior year tax. Now let's talk about strategies to manage estimated tax payments. Strategy 1. Use the prior year safe harbor for simplicity and certainty. If your income is relatively stable or growing, paying 100% or 110% for high-income taxpayers of your prior year tax ensures you won't face penalties, even if your income increases. This is the simplest approach and provides peace of mind. Strategy 2. Adjust W-2 withholding instead of making estimated payments. If you have a W-2 job, you can increase your withholding to cover your additional tax liability from rental income or other sources. This can be simpler than making quarterly estimated payments. You file a new form W-4 with your employer to increase withholding. One advantage of this approach is that withholding is treated as paid evenly throughout the year for penalty calculation purposes, even if you increase it late in the year. So if you realize in November that you're going to owe additional tax, you can increase your W-4 withholding for the last 2 months, and it will be treated as if it was paid evenly throughout the year, helping you avoid penalties. Strategy 3. Make estimated payments based on actual income if it varies significantly. If your income is highly variable, for example, you're a house flipper with irregular income, you might use the annualized income method to match your payments to your actual income throughout the year. This requires more calculation, but can help you avoid overpaying early in the year. Strategy 4. Set aside money throughout the year for estimated payments. Many investors struggle with estimated payments because they don't set aside money as they earn income. Consider opening a separate savings account for tax payments. Each time you receive rental income or other income not subject to withholding, transfer a percentage to your tax savings account. A common rule of thumb is to set aside approximately 25 to 30% of net income for taxes, though your actual rate depends on your tax bracket and situation. Strategy 5. Work with a CPA to calculate estimated payments accurately. If your situation is complex, multiple income sources, significant deductions, credits, or other factors, work with a CPA to calculate your estimated payments. They can help you determine the optimal payment strategy and ensure you're meeting safe harbor requirements. Now let's talk about special considerations for real estate investors. First, rental income timing can be unpredictable. Vacancies, late payments, or unexpected expenses can make it difficult to project annual income. Using the prior year safe harbor provides certainty even when current year income is uncertain. Second, depreciation creates a timing difference. You may have positive cash flow but show a tax loss due to depreciation. Make sure you're calculating estimated payments based on taxable income, not cash flow. Third, property sales create large, lumpy income. If you sell a property mid-year, you may have significant capital gains and depreciation recapture that require a larger estimated payment. Consider using the annualized income method or making a larger payment in the quarter of the sale to avoid underpayment penalties. Fourth, 1031 exchanges defer tax, but don't eliminate the need for estimated payments on other income. Make sure you're still making adequate payments on your other income sources. Let me share some common mistakes investors make with estimated tax payments. First, not making estimated payments at all. Many new investors don't realize they're required to make estimated payments until they face penalties at tax time. Second, underestimating tax liability. Some investors calculate estimated payments based on cash flow rather than taxable income, forgetting about items like capital gains or recapture. Third, not adjusting payments when income increases significantly. If you have a high income year, you may require the 110% safe harbor calculation. Fourth, missing payment deadlines. Estimated payments are due on specific dates. Missing a deadline can result in penalties even if you make the payment later. Fifth, not setting aside money throughout the year. Making large quarterly payments can be challenging if you haven't been setting aside money as you earn income. Sixth, not working with a CPA when the situation is complex. Estimated tax calculations can be complicated, especially with multiple income sources, deductions, and credits. Our approach to estimated tax payments is systematic and proactive. We calculate our estimated payments at the beginning of each year based on the prior year safe harbor. This ensures we meet the minimum requirement and avoid penalties. We set aside approximately 30% of all rental income and self-employment income in a separate tax savings account throughout the year. This ensures we have funds available for quarterly payments. We make our estimated payments on time, typically a few days before the deadline to ensure they're credited properly. We review our tax situation mid-year with our CPA to determine if we need to adjust our estimated payments based on actual income and any significant changes. We track our withholding and estimated payments throughout the year to ensure we're on track to meet our safe harbor requirements. And we work with our CPA to optimize our payment strategy, whether to use estimated payments, increase W-2 withholding, or use the annualized income method. Let me close with this. Quarterly estimated tax payments are a critical part of tax compliance for real estate investors. If you have income not subject to withholding, you're likely required to make estimated payments to avoid underpayment penalties. Use the safe harbor rules, 90% of current year tax or 100% or 110% for high income taxpayers of prior year tax, to ensure you're making adequate payments. Set aside money throughout the year so quarterly payments don't create cash flow challenges. Consider increasing W-2 withholding as an alternative to estimated payments if you have a W-2 job. Work with a qualified CPA to calculate your estimated payments accurately and optimize your payment strategy. And make your payments on time. Missing deadlines can result in penalties even if you eventually pay the full amount. This concludes our 5-episode series on entity structure and tax optimization. Next week, we're shifting to a new topic that's critical for scaling your real estate portfolio. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.